ready, everybody. Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Well, how do all you radio listeners feel tonight with the day's work well behind you? Full of pep for the evening ahead? Or tired out and ready for bed? A lot depends, of course, on how well you slept last night. You know, people often think they're tired at night because of the work they've done in the day. Well, that's partly the reason, of course. But really, your evening's enjoyment hangs on how soundly you slept the night before. Every one of us needs plenty of sound, restful sleep every night. And here's a tip that'll help you to get it. Just before going to bed, treat yourself to a glass of delicious Horlicks malted milk, hot. As you slip between sheets that are suddenly cool and inviting, you'll notice how soothed and relaxed you feel. Without any effort, you'll quietly slip off to sleep. Sound, continuous sleep that really rests and refreshes. Sleep that gives you a feeling of fitness. Try a glassful of hot Horlicks malted milk before you go to bed tonight. You'll be surprised how it'll help you to get so much more out of life. And remember now, there's still time to send in for one of Lum and Abner's handy fountain pen-sized flashlights, if you haven't already done so. But you'll have to hurry. The offer ends midnight Sunday. I'll tell you all about it after we hear Lum and Abner. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Since Abner hired Squire Skimp to act as his campaign manager, interest in the election of a president of the Jot'em Down store has really picked up down in Pine Ridge. Squire has devised all sorts of campaign stunts for publicity, and Abner is gaining votes by leaps and bounds. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Dick Huddleston over at the Jot'em Down store talking with Lum. Listen.
Yeah, but now you can't make any money, Lum, selling stuff at cost that way.
Selling it at cost?
Yeah, that's what Abner's telling around. He was down at the barber shop this morning telling the crowd of fellas in there that if they elected him president of the store over here, he'd see if they got their groceries at cost.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Well, no wonder he's been getting so many votes the last few days, telling such stories as that around.
Squire Skimp's been out lectioneering for him, and he's been telling the same story. Telling folks how much money they can save by electing Abner president.
Well, that's more than likely where Abner got the idea. Squire Skimp put them notions in his head about you. Well, don't you worry about us selling stuff at cost, Dick. We're going to make a profit on it. I don't care who's president.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Lum. We've always been competitors in the store business, but we've always gotten along all right.
Why, sure, and we aim to keep on getting along all
right.
That's
the thing to do.
Just don't pay no attention to nothing Abner says. I'll sworn he'll do or say anything that Squire Skimp tells him to. Of all people he could have picked out for a campaign manager, he had to pick out a feller like him.
Yeah, I was sorry to see Abner get lined up with Squire. Old Squire's liable to get him in batch of trouble before he knows it if he don't watch out.
Yeah, I tried to tell Abner, but he wouldn't listen. Squire's a sort of a feller when you first meet him, you don't like him so well, but after you get to knowing him better, why, you can't stand him at all.
What? Oh, yeah, that's about right, Lum.
Now, he's got Abner so worked up over this election, he'll do anything to get a few votes.
Yeah.
You know that net volunteer fire department bought with that money they raised off in the box supper they had here a while back?
Well, I didn't know that they'd got it yet.
Yeah, a safety net they bought.
Yeah.
Well, it come in yesterday, so Squire made arrangements with the fire boys to have Abner test it out for them. Abner clumb up in the belfry over at the schoolhouse during recess this morning and jumped clean off in the building into the net.
Well, what's his idea in doing that?
Why, the Squire told him it'd be good publicity, and Abner didn't have no more sense than to do it. See, all the young'uns gathered around him there to see if he got hurt, and Abner stood up there in the net and made some sort of a little speech to him about voting for him for president.
By Jack, that's right. Children can vote in this election, same as the grown-ups, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of roppers from children. They listen in on the party line, too, you know.
Yeah, sure. Well, it just looks like that Abner's going to run away at this election if you don't get out here and do something. He's got a bunch of window cards out now, eh? Brung one down the store this morning. Wanted me to set it in the window down there.
Yeah, I seen some of them. Seen one down at the barbershop this morning.
Yeah, there's one down there.
That picture he's got on there of himself ought to be good for ridding your store of rats or cockroaches if he's bothered with such a day.
Did you see that write-up that he had in the county paper this morning?
Write-up? No. What'd they say about him?
Why, according to the paper, he made a big contribution to the public library in there at the county seat.
You mean a donate?
Yeah, he gave him $180.
Oh, get out. He ain't got that much money.
Well, don't know where he got it, but evidently he gave it to him, or they wouldn't have had a write-up like that in the paper. Oh, big headlines in there. Prominent Pine Ridge citizen made the liberal donation to local public library, or something like that, said. Then went on to say that he'd like for everybody to send in for a flashlight and vote for him for president of the Jot 'em Down store.
Well, for goodness sakes. $180.
That's what it says.
Where did he get that much money? Plain as he could have bought me out of the race for that much money. I'd have took clean out and let him have the office.
Yeah, and I don't see how that's going to help him get many votes.
Well, wait a minute, Dick. That's our ring. Excuse me.
Oh, sure. Go ahead and answer it. Sure.
Hello? This is Lum Edwards talking. Yes, Mom, he's here. Do you want to talk to him? Oh. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom, I sure will, Miss Huddleston. All right. All right, goodbye. Your woman says Elmer Luttrell's over there at your store waiting to see you, Dave.
By jacks, I forgot about that, sure. Yeah, well, I'll have to get on over there, Lum. I'm trying to sell Elmer that 80 acres down there on the river that I swapped for last spring.
Well, I'm glad you come over, Dick, and don't you worry about us selling stuff at cost. I can tell you right now, there ain't nothing to that.
Oh, yeah, well, that's all right, Lum. I figured there must have been some mistake about it. Hey, here comes Abner, Lum.
Abner? Yeah. Granny's about time he's getting back.
Yeah, hi, Dick.
Well, hello, Abner. You
ain't leaving.
Yeah, I got to get on back over the store, Abner. They just not call up for me.
Well, be sure and tell everybody you see to vote for me for president.
All right, Abner.
Hey, howdy, Lum. Did you hear about me jumping off in the schoolhouse?
Yeah, I heard about it. Too bad they had that net down there to catch you.
Yeah, I'm sorry for I've been gone so long. I've been busy figuring myself out a speech for tonight.
A speech?
You know I'm going to speech over at Crystal Hill tonight.
Yeah. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah? Yeah.
Body could learn a lot hearing you give a talk about you.
And I'm going to give my views on this here, gold situation.
Gold situation?
Yeah, Mose Moots down at the barbershop said that the papers is full of that now. Yeah,
well, you don't know nothing about the gold situation, Abner. Inflating it and de-inflating it and all that stuff.
Why, no. That's the reason that he said that it'd be a good subject for me to speech on. Said that nobody else knowed anything about it neither, Lum, and they won't know where I'm right or wrong.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you know, after I speak for a while, I'm going to sort of bring it in roundabout way, you know. I'm going to ask them all to vote for me for president of the store. That's the reason I'm going over Squire.
That's some of Squire Skimp's
ideas. Yeah, Squire told me to go over there and speak on anything I wanted to, just so I brung it in sometime for them to vote for me.
Well, Abner, there ain't nothing you won't do to get votes, is it?
No, well, I don't know as I'd go so far to say that. There might be something.
I don't know. You've been going around here telling it if you get elected president, you're going to sell everybody the groceries at cost, ain't you?
Who said I've been doing that?
Why, Dick Huddleston. He heard you down to barbershop this morning. That's what he's doing over here just now. He's mad about it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, I just been telling folks that long. Naturally, I don't aim to do it, no.
Well, I'd be ashamed to admit to it, going around making promises that you don't aim to keep.
Oh, well, Squire said just tell them anything to get votes. Campaign promises don't mean nothing to nobody. Nobody never keeps them nohow.
Well, I ain't going to stand back and let you promise a lot of stuff about the store here that you don't aim to do.
Well, now, you just tend to your own campaign. Me and Squire look after mine. I told you that I didn't care what you done. Do or say anything that you want to. I don't want you trying to tell me what to do, neither.
All right. I'm glad we got ourselves straight on it.
That's just right.
Recollect, then. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
I don't care.
I say, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I mean, what's sauce for you is sauce for me.
Oh, changing it up, huh? Just now, you was talking about geese.
Well, I meant you, though.
You mean to sit there and call me a goose to my face?
I never called you nothing. I just said, what sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
What kind of sauce? What are you talking about?
Nothing. Just let it go.
You are, too. I heard you. You said something about me, and I can't figure out what it was.
Well, I will say something about you, sure enough, if you don't shut up. You're going around here with your feelings out on a stick here,
man. Well, now, nobody ain't going to set up and call me no goose.
I never called you no goose. Abner, if you don't shut up, I'm going to whop you one.
Well, you can just go jump in the lake. That's who you are, and I'm the man that can do it, too.
Going around here giving $180 to a library just to get votes.
Well, that's my own business if I want to... Give $180 to what?
To the library, and there's the county seat.
Who done that?
You did.
Well, I never done no such a thing.
Abner, they ain't no use to deny it now. Don't you store it to him. It was in the paper and everything.
Well, now, listen, Mom. I know what I did and what I ain't did. I ain't got $180 in the first place. Or second place.
Well, where'd the money come from, then? The paper come out with an article today saying you made a donate to the public library in there. Wait a minute. What did you do with that check for $200 the insurance company gave you?
I give it to Squire Skimp to cash for me. He was going into the county seat, Chester, and I Dogies, wait a minute here. I've got to go find my campaign manager. Something wrong here someplace, Bobby. Something wrong.
You don't suppose Squire has used that insurance money in behalf of Abner's campaign? Folks, only a few days left to get one of those grand fountain pen-sized flashlights that Lum and Abner are offering. The offer closes next Sunday at midnight, so be sure and send in right away, tonight. Now, here's what you do. Just send in the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk. Remember that, folks, the outside wrapper. Don't send in the labels from the bottle. And be sure it's a wrapper from a bottle of Horlick's malted milk powder. Horlick's tablets wrappers are not eligible, I mean. All right, now write your name and address on the back of the wrapper and mail it. Enclosing 10 cents to cover the cost of packing and mailing to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. Also, be sure to cast your vote for president of the Jot'em Down store at the same time. To do that, you know, you just write your choice, either Lum or Abner, alongside your name and address on the wrapper. If you don't already have a wrapper handy, you can get a package of Horlick's malted milk at your druggist tonight in either natural or chocolate flavor. Now, don't forget, folks, you've only got until Sunday to send in for one of these fine flashlights. Your request must be in the mail by Sunday midnight. Lum and Abner don't want a single one of their friends to be disappointed. So act at once, tonight. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick, who now bid you all good night and good health.